about your career yesterday. What's kind of the focal point today in practice as you prepare for the wild?
Well, I think, you know, we have the ability in here to score goals. In the last few games, obviously, it hasn't necessarily been going in for us, but that's really not the focus. We're focusing on playing hard D, playing the right way, and you know, you see a Calgary team over there. They've got some top offensive guys, but we just want to you know, focus on you know, continuing to get better defensively and you know, better D zone coverage, better decision making all over the ice. Just a little bit more to you know, managing the game and the time of the game, but getting ready for tomorrow night's divisional game.
On that note, Minnesota's kind of struggling here as of late. I think in their last five games they haven't won, and they've only scored five goals. How does that, I guess, does that change your guys' preparation at all, knowing that you know, they've had a bit of puck problems lately?
No, it doesn't change anything for us. I mean, obviously guys are aware of what other teams are doing, trending which direction, but that really doesn't change our approach into the game. Every team's been there before, and if you aren't ready or you think that for whatever reason you're going to have a big offensive night and you're thinking offense first, any team in this league can put up numbers against you. So yeah, we're looking at this game like a big, really big game, which it is. We didn't love the way we played last night, and anytime you're playing a divisional matchup, it's you know, a big 4-point swing. So it's an important game, and we're just really focused on preparing for ourselves.
Josh, what's your surprise to see a bunch of central teams, including Minnesota, maybe struggling a bit right now? Nashville, Dallas. Is this just a, sort of a cyclical thing, as opposed to maybe a bigger trend within the division?
Yeah, that's up for interpretation, of course. But I mean, you go through course, you know, of 82 games, there's going to be times where teams deal with injuries. Obviously, I think there's some key injuries within in the division and some guys that have been out. I mean, that's, I think, probably plays a big part of it, but it's a long year and you go through stretches where things aren't, you know, maybe going, you know, well for every individual team, and times when it's going great. So divisional struggles, I don't know. I think that's it's a long year, and I think a lot of those teams are still doing pretty well in the standings. But for our own game, I think you know, we really liked how we were playing into that Tampa game. I think the last three games before Christmas, we found a way to win a couple games. But you know, and again, last night wasn't our best. So we want to, you know, just get back to playing that way. And again, it's a long year, and you have to be able to get on a roll at the right time. And now would be a good time to do that.
Josh, you guys have only lost back-to-back games once. What kind of mindset is it that you guys have going into a game after a loss that's allowed you to keep those last streaks from starting?
Well, I think every team in our league probably talks about it. I mean, this is the old saying, you never want to lose two games in a row, and great teams never lose two games in a row. So I think when you lose a game, obviously it's about how you respond. And anytime we've lost this year, we, you know, there's been a few games that we felt we've played really well and deserved a better fate. But you know, a bunch of those games we felt like, again, you know, you lose a game, it's probably not your best effort. So we want to rebound and come out the right way playing our game. And we've done a pretty good job of doing that and responding this year to a loss. So tomorrow is going to be, you know, every time we play Minnesota, there's a ton of emotion, and which is exactly, I think, the type of game that we're excited to play. And, you know, they're coming in hungry to get a win and beat us, and we're trying to, you know, cut that losing streak off at one game and go from there. So we've done a good job at doing that this year, but we got to keep doing that throughout the rest of the season.